An older brother in the faith, Dr. Coons here, had a meeting with a politician this last week and got to hear from his heart. And he just shared with me yesterday what the politician's request was in prayer. And so I wanted him to sow that into us just for a moment here as well.
A scripture that we're all familiar with, 1 Timothy chapter 2, Timothy says, "First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we might lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity." Senator Roger Marshall is a physician, and so I happened to be texting him yesterday regarding a patient, and in the course of the conversation, I thanked him for what he was doing in Washington, D.C. Roger's a believer, and I've talked with his father on numerous occasions about what Roger does there in Washington, and it is just a crushing burden. The things that he goes through, and just all the politics, and I wouldn't do it. But he is, and he's standing on the front line for us, and he's representing the kingdom there. And so, I just thanked him for doing that, you know, for being a moral, upright person in a corrupt place. And he texted me back, and he said this. He says, "We've got our hands full." He says, "Pray that I can be a message of hope and share a message of forgiveness, the need for us to forgive one another." And so I told him, I texted him back, I said, "I will pray for you." And I said, "And our body will pray for you as well." And so I would like to, I know we just did this before, but if one more time, if we could just gather in groups, pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for Roger. He's a believer in the midst of a storm born in hell. And he needs our prayers. So if we could all stand up, gather one more time. Sorry to make us do this again. Well, not really. But everybody gather together and pray. And then I'll close us in prayer here in just a few minutes. So, Father, we thank you for the privilege of living here in America. But Father, we also we confess and we know that there is a spirit of Babylon over this country. Father, we sense a darkness, and the darkness grows stronger as we go forward. And so, Father, we pray that in the midst of this, Father, that you would bring your kingdom. Father, we pray for our leaders in Washington. Father, we lift up Roger Marshall to you as he's a light in darkness. Father, pray for wisdom for him. Pray for strength, pray for endurance, Father. Pray that he would be moved and led by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, where there's so much infighting and bickering, Father, we pray for a spirit of forgiveness amongst our politicians. Pray that you would bring them together. Father, pray that you would do a work that only you can do. Father, we pray for revival in this country. Pour out your spirit, bring your kingdom, Father.